It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
And welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Seems like it's been forever since we've been here, but here we are back. And it's the final regular season game of the 25-26 basketball campaign as the Ravens are playing host to the Park University Pirates. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing all the complicated stuff back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. You got a couple of teams who, well, they didn't play all that long ago, it doesn't seem like, as the Benedictine Lady Ravens and Park battled it up down in Parkville earlier this season, and BC comes away with a nice win on the road. That said, PA guys introducing the starters. Let me introduce them to you. For the Pirates, under head coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr., they're going to be starting Jordan Bianco. Jordan is a 5'5" senior from Price, Utah. Out of Belleville, Illinois, at 5'4", it's going to be the junior, Charlize Davis. Nadia Cooper is a senior from Cedar Hill, Texas. She's 5'9". At 5'10", it'll be junior, Nevaeh Spellman from Kansas City, Missouri. And in the middle, at 6'1", from Malaga, Spain, the senior, Marina Pedigueo. For the Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Balsam, assistant coach Andy Connolly, Benedictine is going to be starting me. Back to the regular five with Riley Brueggemann, the junior from Lenexa at 5'8", 5'7", Owen Dieters, the freshman from Corning. Out of Blair, Nebraska, senior Michaela Bauman, who's 5'8". You move to the front line, it'll be 5'11" junior Nicole Stork from Adel, Iowa, and her sister, 6'1" freshman, Kelly Stewart. So for Benedictine, they come into the game tonight in a two-way tie for first, 21-5 overall, 17-1 in the conference. Park University comes in at 9-16. They are 4-14 in conference play. Going to be a lot of eyes in the conference on one game in particular. Certainly, I'm going to be kind of watching it a little bit, as it'll be Missouri Baptist at Central Methodist. There are three teams tied for the 7-8-9 spot. Okay, two of those teams are going to go to the postseason. One of them is not. And Central Methodist and Missouri Baptist are two of those teams, so they are really battling it out. The loser of that game very likely does not make postseason. That's a big one for them. But in the meantime, the big one here in the Nolan Gym. The ball goes up, the tip is away. Lady Ravens are going to control it down. We're underway. Benedictine going left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter. Owen Dieters has it, comes out on top to Michaela Bauman to the top of the key, and Ravens will go over to the left side. Player defense by Park right out of the gate. Here's Brueggemann, crosses over, tries to drive in, gets cut off, brings it back out on top, guarded by Charlize Davis. And we're going to have a whistle. We're going to get a quick foul, and it is going to be on Pedraguero. And a shot for the Ravens is not going to get up. Their ball is going to be loosened. Back up court with the basketball. Here comes Park. And now the Ravens are going to steal it back. And Benedictine back up the court. For BC, again, it's going to be Riley, Owen, Michaela, Kelly, and Nicole. Benedictine out on top. Michaela launches a three. No. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Tipped again. It's going to be slapped out on top, and Bauman will recover it. Back over to the right side. Here's Nicole. She'll hit a three. How about that? From the four spot in the offense, Nicole Stork collects the first points of the ballgame for Benedictine and Lady Ravens. A minute in, jump out on top, 3-0. Pirates with a basketball, up top side with it. Around to the left is going to be Bianco. She'll bring it off on top. Snowman will work over to the right side. Lady Ravens, again, they're going to be in a little matchup defense. Here's Third Grego. She'll drive into the lane. The ball's going to be batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off Park. And Benedictine will have him play from the backcourt. Coach Cooper is already on his feet. Does not like that call. But the official, and frankly, exactly right spot on the floor to see off whom it had gone. And Benedictine is back up court. Here's a three for Brueggemann. Off the back of the rim, no. Offensive rebound underneath. It's going to be lost on the floor. And picked back up by Park. Up the floor, but that is going to come Spillman. She'll outlet it up the floor and reach. And a nice job by Michaela Bauman to slap that ball out of bounds. It's going to come back in to Park in front of the Benedictine bench. 3-0 Lady Ravens. 8-10 to go in the first quarter. Skip Bass is going to come up on top. Park will work it around the perimeter. Cooper with the basketball. Cooper with the basketball. I don't know what I've just done there, Joseph. There we go. What I get for moving stuff. Here's the drive into the lane. The left-handed shot. It's going to be up and off the window and good. And so a quick bucket up and in by Marina Perdiguayo. And it is 3-2 BC. Nicole over to the left side to Owen. Pass over to the right. Michaela. Here comes Riley. Her shot deflected. Marina getting a hand on it again. Perdiguayo. Doing a nice job defensively, and she does a lot of things for this team. And she comes in over averaging about 7 rebounds a game. And here's a little jump shot that's going to be up and good. And Park has taken his first lead of the afternoon and into the early evening here at 5:35. And all 4 points for Park belong to Marina. And Ravens launch a 3. It's up and good for Dieters. So for Benedictine, 2 3-point shots for Park. A couple of 2-point shots. Lady Ravens leading it 6-4 at the 6:50 mark of the opening quarter. The drive into the lane. Bianco kicks it over to the right side. The baseline shot for 3 is going to be off the rim, up over the backboard, and rebounding it down. It's going to be Kelly. BC will run it up the floor. Brueggemann will drive down, cut down the left side of the lane, puts a shot high up off the block, and good. Brueggemann's first bucket of the afternoon. It is 8-4 Benedictine. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Park in their traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim. Benedictine, of course, the home whites with red and black. Shot clock at 14 as the Lady Pirates move the ball around the perimeter. They'll drive it down to the baseline. Stop outside the block. Kick it off on top with the unobstructed jump shot. It's going to be off the mark. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Dieters. Benedictine is going to run. Up court pass is going to be tipped away in. They're going to say it's going to go away and off Benedictine, so the Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. And Kelly Stork is going to check out. BC is going to bring the 5'10" senior from Australia, Kyla Fitzgerald, into the game. Kelly had been injured a little bit and is just kind of on that recovery, so probably not going to run her too hard here this evening. Here's a jump shot right side. A long two is going to be up and good. So the bucket for Jordan Bianco, and it is 8-6 Benedictine. 5:40 to go, quarter one. Lady Ravens going from left to right across your dial. Out on top, Fitzgerald goes 3, rolls it in. Kyla, that is the 3rd 3-point shot for Benedictine here in the opening quarter. 5.5 to go in the first. Park will have it on the right side, way out on the elbow, brings it out to the top of the key, getting it in the hands of Spillman. She'll jump it over to the left side. Cooper little drive to the top of the key. Michaela cuts her off there. Back out to the point. It's going to be to Pettiguero. And her pass slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Brueggemann. Ravens are going to make another couple of substitutions. Into the lineup are going to come both Diana Moser and Hattie Gross. Moser, the 5'7 senior from Brazil. And Hattie, a 5'8 sophomore from Frankfort, Kansas. Just over 5 minutes to go in quarter one. The 13-foot runner missing. Offensive rebound. Pushed back up and in. So the Pirates not letting Benedictine get way out in front. And that shot by Woodard. And now we're going to get a foul. By the way, just into the game for Park and hitting that shot, 5'10 senior Alexis Woodard out of Central Point, Oregon. And as the whistle blows, we're going to get Armenia break. Joseph taking the first break in the ball game. We've got 4:56 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies' game, where it's Benedictine 11, Park 8.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Well, I mentioned when we started the broadcast this evening that it felt like it's been so long since we've had a game here in the NOLA Gym. And to kind of put that in a little perspective, in little concrete numbers, Benedictine's back home today for the first time since February the 4th. So it has been 2 weeks since the Ravens have been at home. BC is also currently riding a 12-game winning streak. And if they can win tonight, it would match the second-longest winning streak since the 05-06 season. That was when they won 14 in a row. Here's a baseline shot that's up no good. And Hattie's going to get the rebound off her own missed shot. And Benedictine is going to reset the offense. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter and rolling. Ball's going to come out on top. And now the Ravens down the right side with Moses. Going to be stripped away from her, stolen away. Here comes Parks. Pirates flying up the floor. Bianca will kick it over to the right side. Gets it there to Cooper. She'll look at it from in the wing. Down feet in the middle. And then it's just going to get away from Bianca. And Jordan was just driving toward the baseline. And she stopped. The ball didn't. And Benedictine with a 3-point lead back up the floor. Early numbers, BC shooting well enough at 50%, or rather 44%, Park at 50%, 4 of 8 and 4 of 9 respectively. So very early on, 4:10 to go in the opening quarter, and as the shot clock gets to single digits, BC continues to work the outside. Here's Fitzgerald, way out on top to Brueggemann with 4, 3, with 2, desperation shot by Riley, and it's in! Whoa, what a shot, Brueggemann for 3. 14-8, Benedictine. That is the kind of play that if you're an opponent, in tonight's case, if you're Park, you say, man, I thought I had this team held. They weren't going to get a shot away, and if it was going to be a shot, it was going to be an ugly shot. And instead, they put one up at a buzzer and knock it down. And speaking of knocking it down, on the other end, a quick shot is going to be up and good for Cooper. And Nadia will have her first points of the game. And quickly, on the other end, Benedictine is going to answer. So with 3:20 to go in the opening quarter, these teams finding a little bit of offense. And it's relatively high scoring. Now the ball is on the floor. Ravens have it covered up. And now it's going to be tied up. It will be Park basketball from the backcourt. Nicole Stork with 5, Riley Brueggemann with 5, 3 apiece for Fitzgerald and Dieters. Speaking of whom, Dieters back into the game. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. Dieters is going to steal away the inbound pass. Here comes Benedictine. Owen will skip it down to the right side, Fitzgerald. Kyla will have it knocked away, and it's going to bounce back up and hit her right in the face. Okay, but as that hit her, it kind of startled her, and she flinched backward, and the ball is going to go out of bounds, so Park will be the beneficiary of that Raven turnover. 3 minutes to go, quarter number one. It is 16-10. Parker will walk it up the floor, kick it over to the right side. Davis has it. Here's a long three. Nailed it. Wow. Bianco for three. Jordan has 5 points. 16-13 Benedictine. Ball's going to be knocked away, stolen in the backcourt. Driving it in is going to be Cooper. She will turn and miss her shot. Rebound Fitzgerald to Dieters. Ravens are going to run it back up court. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Mosey with the basketball. They want to get in the middle of Kelly. Storks back in the game. Now they'll feed to her, and as they do, she's going to be hit from behind by Alexis Wittard, who argues with the official and said that she was leaning back into me and giving me the elbow. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Ravens have it into their baseline, leading it by three. Dieters brings it in, and it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. And now it's a kind of Fitzgerald's turn to complain to the official, saying that she was being pushed from behind. It comes in to Fitzgerald. Ravens are going to reset the offense. Moser comes into the lane, kicks it to the baseline. Here's Kelly for the long two. Off the rim, crawls over to backboard. It's going to be out of bounds to Park. 2:14 to go in the opening quarter. BC is going to press a little bit on the inbound play. It'll come in for Park to Davis. Charlize Davis, the 5'4 junior from Belleville, Illinois. BC is going to trap up on the far side, reach in, nearly tie up the ball, and going to be slapped out of bounds by Fitzgerald. We are not getting any quick whistles here tonight. There's been a scrum for the basketball. The officials have given them a little bit of time, seen if they can work their way through it. And Park will put it in play, trailing only by three as we go inside 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Running shot from the left side is going to spin around, go up, and good. So another bucket for Cooper. And it's 16-15. The Lady Raven lead trimmed to one. 1 minute 45 left in the first. Behind the back, jump pass, the shot up and in and out, no good. Rebounding it down, here comes Park. Outletting it down the left side, driving toward the baseline. It's going to be Davis. Charlize will go all the way to the side of the lane, keep the dribble alive, and now back it away. Comes out on top to Bianco. Lots of time, shot clock's at 15. Bianco ahead for the baseline. Keep the dribble alive, bring it back out on top to Woodard. They'll swing it over to the right side, shot clock's at 10. Out on top is going to be Cooper. She'll launch it and hit it for two. Tanya Cooper, 6 points, and the Ravens trail for the first time. It is 17-16, Benedictine down one. And we are a minute to play quarter one. BC will go back door. Hattie feeds in the middle of Kelly. Puts it out on top to Mosier. Here's Gross. Baseline. Shot up. Nope. Out of bounds. It'll be off the Ravens. Nicole Stewart and Riley Brueggemann are going to rotate back in for Benedictine. So it will be Stork, Brueggemann, Gross, and Dieters. Shot clock and game clock are separated by about 9/10 of a second. The upcourt pass nearly stolen, but it'll be saved by Parker. They'll go all the way to the baseline. Drive across beneath the rim. Dump it over into the corner. Now they'll start inside, and we get a foul on Dieters, I think. We do. It'll be Owen's first personal foul. For Benedictine, it is going to be team foul two. Here's the inbound. Here's the three shot. Nope. Offensive rebound into the lane. And swooping and scoring is going to be Spellman. Nevaeh gets her first points of the game. And Benedictine is down three. It is 19-16. 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. Skip pass comes out on top. Dieter. She'll work her way over to the left side. Pulls up the dribble. Top side it goes to Nicole, now to Brueggemann. 10 seconds, 9 left in the quarter. Brueggemann works with the screen. They'll switch. Goes to Nicole, over to the right side. Gross, it looks good. In and out won't go, and we get a foul before the buzzer. The foul is going to be on Park, so we're not taking our break quite yet. For Park, Spillman picks up a foul. It'll be her first, and we're going to get free throws, and we'll let you know how that shakes out when we return. First quarter, almost over, but again, we'll see what the final quarter score is when we return. There are free throws being shot. Here in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, time out of the floor. It is the Park Lady Pirates 19, Benedictine 16.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome back to the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium here at Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball, as it is Heart of America Athletic Conference play in the NAIA. After one, Lady Ravens trail the visitors from Park University 19-16. Welcome back. A little entertainment going on out here between the quarters. A little jump rope competition. At this point in the ballgame, Park is shooting phenomenally well, hitting 60% of their shots, 9 of 15, including 1 of 3 from outside. For Benedictine, 6 of 15. They are hitting 40% of their shots, but 4 of 6 from the perimeter. BC with 5 opening quarter turnovers compared to Park's 3. Each team with 7 rebounds. So they are going to say that foul at the end of the quarter. I'm waiting to see what they're going to decide to do. The officials are still huddled up over the replay screen down here. I sometimes kid about what they're looking at and what they're watching. I'm kind of suspecting it might be a Green Acres or a Hogan's Heroes rerun. They are going to say the quarter is not over. They have now reset the clock to 0.9 seconds. So they're going to decide that is how much time is still officially left in the opening quarter. Other games going on around the conference tonight. It's a full slate with William Woods at Baker. That will be an interesting game between the numbers 14 and 15 teams in the conference. William Penn is at Culver Stockton, Grandview at Graceland, Clark at Mount Mercy. Peru State travels to number 10, Mid-America. And as we mentioned earlier, in that battle for the number 8 spot, it'll be Missouri Baptist at Central Methodist. Saturday, it's still three quarters of a game too early to be looking forward to it quite yet. But just as a matter of talking about the calendar and what the schedule has in store, Saturday, these Lady Ravens and guys are both going to be in Olathe. We're going to have those games on Care Radio. And very unusual evening games on Saturday. Ladies at 5:30, the guys at 7:30. So I ask, I'm like, what in the world? Why do we have the only night games in the conference, and there are never night games on Saturday in the conference? Well, apparently Mid-America has events. Okay, they got things going on. Not enough people to cover them all. So Benedictine acquiesced and said, yeah, okay, sure, we'll allow you to move that game tonight. Candidly, I think that what was going to be a really big crowd is now going to be an enormous crowd. So, big game Saturday. You'll hear those on Care Radio. Now, here's a scenario. With 9/10 of a second left in the opening quarters, we come back out here. Benedictine will be inbounding it from the baseline. It'll be Owen Dieters inbound, and they're just going to have time to lob it and put it up. So, Dieters will inbound. Let's see if they can get it to somebody who's able to get a shot off. Looking, it'll come into Kelly, and there we go. Does not go in. She did get the shot off, and that will be the official end of the opening quarter. Now, the teams are going to go to their respective benches, and we won't let them do that. It's going to give us an opportunity to talk a little bit more about the upcoming Care Radio Sports schedule tomorrow night. Right here on 93.7, join Gus and me for Sports Look. We'll start that thing right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report, which will begin at 5 o'clock. And, you know, it'll end up around 5:20-ish, depending on, you know, what all stuff is going on. So, Sports Look tomorrow at about 5:20. Friday night, It's going to be high school basketball, and we're going to have Northeast Kansas League basketball, and we will have, which I firmly believe is going to be the game to decide the champion on the girls' side in the Northeast Kansas League. We are going to have Troy at Horton. Troy, a one-loss team, Horton undefeated as they go into the last game. And as we mentioned on Saturday, we'll go to Olathe, Benedictine, Mid-America, 5:30 and 7:30 for those contests. All right, we're set to go to the second quarter. Lady Ravens in a home white, going to be the first team out on the floor with Brueggemann, Cedars, Bauman, Stork, and Stork, the original starting five. It'll be Lady Raven basketball to begin things. Owen will come into the forecourt, and BC, trailing by three, has the basketball. Brueggemann gets tripped to the floor and will be called for a travel. So Benedictine is going to turn it over. Park will inbound it in front of their bench. It'll be Nadia Cooper looking to inbound it. Comes out on top. We've got Rihanna Blackburn in the game now. Rihanna, they've got her listed. No, that's not Rihanna. That's going to be Shirley. Shirley Davis at 5'4". And she is not particularly tall. Runs the ball club from the one. Park will work it around to the right side, being very careful with that three-point lead. The drop on the shoulder, the ball gets free, picked back up by Park. The drive in, more players on the floor, and this time we're going to get an offensive foul called. There had been contact, and that was the third time that that shoulder went down, and the lean and push into the lane was initiated. And it's going to be a foul on Madison Hill. She's out of Oakland, California. Madison picking up her first foul of the game. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a basketball, but they trail by three. Bauman will feed in the middle to Nicole. She gets bumped from behind, and BC turns it over. Lady Ravens going to have to kick up that focus factor just a little bit. And inbound it comes against full court pressure. In the backcourt, it's going to be Charlize Davis. Charlize into the forecourt, passes to the left side to Cooper. Nadia pulls up from 12, rims out, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Dieters. Benedictine will fly up the court. Dieters jumps it over to the left side to Brueggemann. She'll drive, running three, buried it. Brueggemann knocks it down for three. It is a 19-19 ball game. And BC is going to steal the upcourt pass. Lady Ravens bring it back. Here's Riley. She'll drive down. Goes into the lane. Dumps it over to Kelly. Goes up with two hands. Gets knocked to the floor. The bucket does not go in. So Kelly Stork is going to be coming to the free throw line. Benedictine has three players averaging double-figure scoring. Brueggemann averaging 17.5. And then at 10.3 is Owen Dieters. And 10.9 is Kelly Stork. Oh, and by the way, Nicole Stork at 11. So we got four double-digit scores for the Lady Ravens. And we're going to get a timeout. We are. Park's going to take a break, and so shall we. Time out of the court at 8:34 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Natchez and Kansas, where it's Benedictine and Park tied at 19.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Oh, you can hear the Raven Regiment in the background. Is there striking up some game time tunes here in the Nolan Gymnasium? We're 8.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine and Park are tied at 19. Right now, you've got Park at 9 of 16 shooting the basketball, 56.3%. Benedictine, 7 of 17 at 41.2. First free throw coming to the line is up, and it is not going to go in for Nicole. One more, for Kelly. One more shot coming up here. This one rolls in. So with that bucket, Kelly Stork is going to collect her first point of the ball game. She's going to put the Lady Ravens in front by one. and we've got 8:20 to go in the first half, and a shot from the corner for three by Blanco is good. Bianco makes it 22-20. And Benedictine, again, trailing in the game. 8:10 to play. First half. Michaela Bauman. A kick it over to Owen Diener. She'll drive across inside the free throw line. Little underhand shot is up and missing. And she will skid to the floor. Look at the official who's not calling a foul. And they're letting them play. Lady Ravens are going to have to figure that out. Here's a pass back over to the left. Bianco kicks it to the right. 12-foot jump shot is going to be up and in. And Park continues to shoot very well. But here's part of the reason they're shooting very well is they're getting very good shots. They're using good movement of the basketball to make a good shot selection. Benedictine will lose the handle of the ball, and Kelly's going to turn it over. And up court with it will come Park, and now it's going to be batted away by Brueggemann. It's on the floor, covered up by Dieters. And the officials are finally going to step up over the basketball and call for a jump ball possession. Pirates. It is 24-20 Park. Lady Ravens trailing by four, 7.5 to go in the first half. Park with the ball will work it out to the top, kick it up to Bianco. Woodard will have it up high, over to the right side to Cooper. Now we got a whistle off the ball, and I think, are they calling it Kelly? They are. I'm watching the ball, so I'm not able to tell you precisely what transpired in the lane. But I can tell you that Kelly Storkle has picked up her first foul. It'll be Benedictine's first second quarter foul. And it's 7:14 to go in the half. Parko with 20 on the shot clock. They put it in play, get to their offensive end. It comes in play over to the left wing to Cooper. They'll come out on top to Woodard. Goes left side, Davis. Davis will start to the top, drive to the baseline, and now finds a little daylight, puts a shot up that should have fallen in, but does not. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and Benedictine will transition into the forecourt. Deers will bring it down the right side. Top side, it'll go to Brueggemann. She'll come up with a 15-foot runner and knock it in. Rondé Brueggemann with 10. 24-22, Pirates in front, 6:47 to go here in the second quarter. The ball trapped up on the sideline, and it's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be off the Pirates. BC will have it back in. Lady Raymond defensive pressure has been very good. Matter of fact, it's been pretty good defense, it seems like, on part of both teams, and yet we're seeing each team shooting a nice percentage. Park hitting 58% of their shots. Benedictine hitting 42%. Both really solid numbers. Now here's a feed into the lane. We're going to get an offensive foul called on Nicole Stewart. So Nicole is going to be caught backing in, and she will ask the official for a little explanation. 6:29 to play in the first half. Park is going to bring it in again. It's going to be Bianco into the forecourt to Woodard. She'll take it down the left side, throw it all the way across the court to Cooper. Her three is perfect. Wow, how about Cooper? Nadia has been fantastic. She's got 9 points. Here's Brueggemann. Straight away, no. Rebound underneath by Stork, and Nicole will put it back up and in. It'll be the seventh point of the ball game for Nicole Stork. 27-24 Park. Benedictine a moment ago, trending by five. It is their largest deficit of the afternoon. Now down cut that to three. Park will go to the bench. Charlize Davis out, and Brianna Blackburn, the 5'7" junior from Independence, Missouri, comes into the game, and now the ball's going to be stolen again. It's Brueggemann coming up with a ball. Benedictine on a 4-on-4 break. Over to the left side where the three misses. And the rebound is going to be cleared away by the Pirates. Quickly, up the floor. The jump shot. Up and good. They're going to call it a two. They're going to say a toe on the line for Rhiannon Blackburn. And it is 29-24. Again, Lady Ravens trail by five. 5.5 to go in the opening half. In the middle, the feet over to the left side. Michaela Bauman brings it over to the elbow and losing the handle for a moment. Going back, tracking and picking it up is going to be Brueggemann. Riley feeds underneath. Beautiful assist and an easy layup for Nicole Stork. 29-26. And we have 5 minutes to play in the first half. This game's moved pretty briskly. Been a lot of action, but a lot of contact. Three team fouls by Benedictine in the quarter, two by the Pirates, and a shot in the middle is going to be blocked. Fitzgerald coming up with a block. Ravens are going to race into the floor court, stop it over on the right side as they pass into this block. We're going to get a park foul. It's going to be on Spillman. It'll be her second foul of the evening. And Benedictine is going to take Bauman out of the game, and Lady Ravens are going to rotate Hattie Gross back in. Hey, just my reminder here. Not really. It is a reminder, but I'm going to take that reminder to let you know that you're enjoying college basketball this evening on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. How about that? Skip over to the right side. The three off the rim two times. No good. On the rebound, it's going to be a park foul. Officials coming over to the scorer's table. And the foul is going to be on Coleman. Is that right? That can't be right. No, it's not on Coleman. He's got 14, and I'm not seeing her out there. It's 14 on Benedictine, and I'm stunned that they're going to call that foul on Kyla Fitzgerald. So that is a big swing and a huge change of events. I thought the foul was kind of clearly going to be on Park, but it is not. Harris will bring it in, immediately go for the three. That's an air ball caught on the fly by Nicole Stork, and Benedictine back into the forecourt, treading by three. Bergman to Stork, to Gross. Hattie looks to drive in, brings it back to Mosier. She will kick it underneath. Oh, a beautiful pass from Mosier to Fitzgerald, who puts it up and in. Kyla has five, and the Ravens are back to within one. It is 29-28, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Parkwood to basketball. If the Ravens can come from behind, and they've stolen it away, this would be a huge blow to Park. Ravens are going to have it over to the right side. Looking in is Mosier. Goes back door to Hattie. Gross will feed it across. Bergman's little jump shot is too soft. Hattie rebounds it down. Horses it up and in. Tremendous play by Hattie Gross, and Benedictine is back in front. It is 30-29, Lady Ravens by one. 3.5 to play in the first half. The pass will come to the free throw line. Paraguayo will feed it over to the left, and on the baseline, Woodard will put the shot up and in for two. So Alexis Woodard collecting her fourth point of the ball game, and now these two teams with a one-point contest exchanging the lead. Back it goes to Park at 31-30. Ravens to the left. The shot for Brueggemann. That's a three! 13 points, Riley Brueggemann. 33-31, Benedictine. 3 minutes to play in the first half. We're going to get Kelly Stork coming to the scorer's table, and the Ravens are going to steal it again. On the upcourt playing, the Benedictine defense is swarming. Now Brueggemann feeds underneath, all alone. Kyla missed it. Goes back up with the follow and gets grabbed from behind. Because I'm going to tell you, Jordan Bianco said you are not going to lay this up with no defense at all. So Bianco will collect her first foul of the game, and the Ravens are going to come to the free throw line. Step it up there, Kyla Fitzgerald. Kyla has not taken a free throw yet tonight. She is an 80% free throw shooter on the season, having hit 16 of 20. She'll stand in this one. Perfect. So for Fitzgerald, that'll be her sixth point of the game. She puts the Ravens up by three. She can make it a two-possession lead. She will. 35-31. Benedictine goes up by four. We've had a nine-point swing in the last just under 3 minutes. Now Park into the forecourt. Here's Paraguayo. Her shot up, rolls around, and it's going to fall in. Marina with a half a dozen points, 35-33. 2.5 left in the half. The feed down low to Kelly. She'll swing it over to the baseline left. Drive it across is Mosier. Out on top, Bergman to Hattie. She'll go straight away for three. Rims out, no good. Rebound tipped out. It's going to be saved by Hattie. Gross gets it to Bergman, and Benedictine will reset the offense. 17 on the shot clock and 2:11 to go in the first half. Ravens with the ball, leading it only by two. Brookerman exchanging hands in the dribble. She'll back it away way out near the center circle. Cuts over to the right side. Gets picked up on a double team. Kicks it over in front of the park bench. Now out on top. The long three. Buried! Kyla Fitzgerald with three. 38-33. Hark will bring him back down the floor. Stop and shoot and miss. Offensive board, Cooper. So for Cooper, it will be double-digit scoring now as she's got 11, and it's 38-35. 1:20 to play in the first half. Wow, this has been an exciting half. Three-point shot. No. Rebound, Pirates. Hark will bring it up the floor and across the timeline. Bianco will have it up topside. Crossing at the free throw line is going to be Davis. Way out on top is going to be Cooper on the left elbow. And we're going to get an offensive foul with an illegal screen set. And just coming into the game for Park University is going to be Nadia Bames. So Nadia will pick up her first foul. She's a 5'9" junior from St. Louis, Missouri. She does not play a lot, averages less than a point a game, has played in only a dozen games so far this year. And as we go into the last minute of the opening half, Benedictine has the basketball, leading it by three. Out on top is Owen Dieters. Right side, Kelly Stork to Nicole. Back over to Brueggemann. The feed to Kelly. She'll horse it up to the defender. Draws the foul. And a very, very frustrated Marina Perdigueo walks kind of toward the bench. And I thought maybe she was going to come out. I believe she thought that she was going to come out. Did not. It'll be her second foul. And now she will come out. Here we go. So Marina exits the game, going to be replaced again by Thames. And at the line, Kelly Stork. Kelly's first, it's good. Kelly, pretty good free throw shooter, 71.4% on the season. She has put the Lady Ravens up by four. And five, as her only points have come at the free throw line this evening. It is 40-35. 40 seconds left in the opening half. Ravens are going to double up the basketball on top, reach in, tie it up. Possession comes back to Benedictine. Great hustle by Owen Dieters. As the ball got across midcourt, the Ravens trapped the ball. And Dieters is able to reach in cleanly, tie it up. And it will be brought in by Nicole Stork. Benedictine with Owen Dieters. Skips it over to Nicole, over to the left elbow. Out on top, Kelly Typos. Brings it to the left of Hattie. Give and go. Underneath. Left-handed shot. It's up and good, Nicole. 42-35, Benedictine. Shot clocks off. We've got 20 seconds left in the opening half. The lob over to the left side is going to be handled by Cooper. Park with the basketball. We'll start to drive in. Stop inside the three-point circle. Now the ball's going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Gross. It's a foot race to the other end of the floor. She will shoot and score. The bucket by the Ravens. What a play. And that will take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. A great run by Benedictine at the end of the second quarter. Has it gone to the locker room with a lead. It is Benedictine 44, Park 35.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
It's halftime here at the Dillon Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, who broke out in front early, then find themselves trailing by as many as five a couple of times in the second quarter, have come back with a vengeance and take a nine-point lead into the locker room. It is 44-35. Park led by Nadia Cooper with 11 points. Jordan Bianco with eight. A half a dozen for Marina Cartaguayo. And two apiece for Davis Spillman and Blackburn. Oh, by the way, yeah, Alexis Woodard off the bench with four. For Benedictine, your leading scorer? Well, your leading scorer is your current Heart of America Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week, Riley Brueggemann. She averaged 22 points a game last week. Well, she's on her way to doing better than that. She's got 15 at halftime already here this evening. Also in double figures scoring for the Lady Ravens, it's got Nicole Stork with 11 and 10. For Kyla Fitzgerald, Owen Dieters and Kelly Stork each with three, and Hattie Gross has two for Benedictine. Looking through the fouls, absolutely no one for Benedictine in any kind of foul trouble. No one with more than one. For Park, it's another story. Tobias Billman, Marina Paraguayo, each with three personal fouls already, and one each on four other players. So Park has some serious issues with players in foul trouble at the half. So look at the guys' game. It's going to be coming up after this one. The men's teams are getting ready to walk out of the court to warm up. But before that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back here in the NOLA Gymnasium to bring in the second half of the ladies' game. And then it'll be men's college basketball as Benedictine is hosting Park in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. But right now with the halftime score in the women's game, Lady Ravens 44, Park 35. We're kicking it back to Jones Civitacare Sports Studio, where he's put together for you a beautiful Wednesday halftime.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got, of course, Sports Look coming to you tomorrow evening, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. It airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we'll have Brandon Tadman's High School Coaches Insight Show, where he'll talk to the coaches of Morehill Mount Academy, ACCHS, Atchison High, and JCN. Then on Friday night, we have got Troy at Horton, with the girls taking to the court around 6 to 6:15. The boys will take to the court right around 7:30, 8 o'clock. That game is going to be an excellent game, and I do invite you to tune that in. That should be fantastic in both games of that. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as it is the last regularly scheduled event, as the Ravens are on the road at Mid-America Nazarene. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court sometime right around 7:30.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Unfortunately, at this time, we do not have a accurate reading on the Heart of America Athletic Conference current scores. We appear to have a problem at Heart of America with their website. It is not updating the scores. I will be trying to get a hold of them. I can tell you for sure that in this game, we've got the Lady Ravens ahead. They're sitting at 44 points to Park Ladies 35. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 62. Slight chance of rain showers mixing with, then changing to snow. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. Bright sunshine expected Friday with highs around 42. 41, chance of snow Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
This is Joseph Curve with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 59 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got clear conditions out there. It feels like 59. Winds are out of the south-southeast at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 24%. The air quality is good. The dew point is 22 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's currently falling at 29.56 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back to the NOLA Gym. Have that Raven Regiment band entertaining the fans here at halftime. A great crowd on hand. Good to see so many people here for what is the final regular season game for the Benedictine men and women. Now, doesn't mean it's going to be the final game here in the Nolan, because it is not. Lady Ravens are going to be back here in the postseason tournament. The BC guys probably not going to be here. They'll be in the tournament, and that's all at a time and place yet to be determined. So we'll see how that all shakes out over the course of the next two games. There are two games left in the conference. This one tonight, and then on Saturday. And, of course, we're going to be with Benedictine. It's their final regular season game of the year. It's going to be in Olathe at Mid-America. Should be a great game. And you've got to remember this, because you're going to be spinning through the Care Radio dial. You're going to be saying, wait a minute, not hearing the game. What's going on? Well, you're not going to hear the game Saturday afternoon. You're going to hear the game Saturday night. Benedictine Lady Ravens at 5:30 Saturday night. The guys at 7:30 Saturday night. They will be the last game of the regular season in the conference. Right now, though, our focus is on tonight's game. BC Lady Ravens getting set to come off the bench. They lead 44-35 over Park at intermission. And again, Benedictine led by current conference offensive player of the week, Riley Brookman. Last week, averaging 22 points a game, shooting 47.1% from the floor and 90% at the free throw line. Well, she's already got 15 in this one. Now, Park is going to have the ball in play to begin the second half. And with that said, we're underway. Another Ravens coming up with a steal. Outlet, Dieters, goes in, goes up, misses a shot, got pushed from behind. No foul called. Now the upcourt pass to the other end. The shot there is going to be up and good, and Park gets the first points of the second half. Now, bucket belongs to Nevaeh Spillman. Park has Bianco, Davis, Cooper, Spillman, and Woodard for Benedictine in the starting five. Brigham and Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. Kelly has it off the right block, crosses underneath, goes up with the left hand, puts it up and in. Kelly Stork with five. That is her first field goal of the day. She has 3 points before that, all at the free throw line. It is 46-37. And we are a minute into the third quarter. Davis has the basketball for Park. She's way up on top. Therese is going to have the ball stolen away. Brueggemann, it's a jailbreak. She looks over her shoulder and lays it up. And I thought she was going to go with the 180 dunk or something, but she just laid it up and in. Brueggemann was 17. 48-37. Benedictine up double figures now for the first time. And Park is going to turn the basketball over. This could be the turning moment of the game. Benedictine scores here, and Park cannot answer. This thing could get pretty one-sided. BC has the momentum in the early part of the second half, and they've recaptured it after having the momentum in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the first half. Brueggemann feeds into the lane. The kick to the right side. Kelly, can she go three? Doesn't go in. And a rebound's going to be off the hand of Michaela Bauman. It'll come back hitting it apart from the backcourt. And again, for Park, who is already now trailing by 11, they can ill afford to let BC extend that lead further. The lob pass into the forecourt, over to the 28-foot line on the left side. Cross-court is going to come. The drive into the lane. The knife and shot is up. That was a pretty drive and shot off the hand of Nadia Cooper. She's got 13 for the Lady Pirates. It is 48-39, Benedictine. Inside 8 to go in the third quarter now. Dieters will work it over to the right elbow, look into the middle, twisting, turning, needing some help. Kelly will flash over to the side and have the ball knocked out of her hands. It'll be saved, though, by Brueggemann, and the Lady Ravens are going to maintain possession of the basketball. Brueggemann will cut to the right side, little contact, brings it back off on top, swings it into the middle to Nicole. She'll go on the court once, kicking left. Michaela, she'll launch three and knock it down. First points of the game for Michaela Bauman. 51-39, Lady Ravens up a dozen. And now BC will trap the ball on the far side, and it's going to be a turnover by Nadia Cooper. Ravens will have it back in the backcourt. Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork still out there for head coach Chad Folsom. And it's 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine looks to continue to extend its lead. Kelly will have it, goes over to the right side, and as she tries to get the pass away, Woodard reaches in and kind of grabs it with the arm. It'll be Alexis Woodard picking up her second foul. And again, for Park, you have two players with three fouls already. Now, Woodard has a second, and the Ravens are back on offense. Kelly goes left side, Brueggemann, tries to feed underneath to Nicole. It's going to be batted away, saved by Brueggemann, feeds underneath to Nicole. A look away, skip pass across the lane. That was a thing of beauty. Give Nicole Stork her 13th point. And Brueggemann another assist. And now Kelly Stork is blown up, thrown to the floor. She's like tumbling across the hardwood. And Woodard is going to walk over. Now are they going to look at this? Yeah. That was, from what I could see out of the corner of my eye, as the contact happened, and Kelly Stork, who's not a tiny person, is sailing across the floor. They're going to see if there was some malice in that foul. So we're going to see about that. They're going to look it over. And, Joseph, we are going to take a timeout while that happened. Timeout on the court. We're at 6 minutes and 51 to go in the third quarter in the Nolan Gymnasium. Lady Ravens stretching their lead. It's Benedictine 53, Park 39.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Well, now the officials, having reviewed the video, are all three huddled up in a center circle right in the middle of the court right now on top of the logo. And they're trying to I think, decide what's going to be the enforcement of any infractions they may or may not have seen. There have been a lot of turnovers in the ballgame, and part of that is going to be because the three of the top conference individual steal leaders are in this game tonight. Owen Dieters, second of the conference, 2.9 a game. Brueggemann, fourth in the conference at 2.8. And for Park, Nadia Cooper, she is fifth in the conference with 2.5 per game. Well, the officials have made their determination, and I don't see anything that's really happened. Thank you. So, the foul is going to be on Woodard. And the Ravens are just going to come up over the ball. They saw no malice in that play. And the Lady Ravens are back on offense, leading by 14. Here's a feed left. The kick over to the right side. Brueggemann sidesteps the defender, puts up the little baseline jump shot. It's up and too short. And a rebound is going to be batted away. Susan on the floor. Saved by the Pirates. They'll come into the forecourt. Spillman will take it on the left side. Comes out on top to Cooper. Back over to the right. It goes. It's batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Pirate basketball. With 21 on the shot clock and 6:24 to go in the third quarter. It'll be put in play right in front of the Raven Regiman. Down to the baseline by the Pirates. They'll lob it out on top. Straight away. Three-point shot up and short. Nicole will rebound it down. Get it away to Owen and Dieters. Flies into the forecourt. Races down the right side of the lane. Keeping the dribble alive, is going to back it away and pump it over to the left side. Brueggemann shakes her defender. Lots of contact. The shot goes up, and we're going to have another foul by the Pirates. And it is going to be a blocking foul on Jordan Blanco. A couple of fouls now for Blanco. And at the free throw line for Benedictin, here comes Riley Brueggemann. Riley, a 74% free throw shooter, puts this one up and good. And for Brueggemann, what is that now? 18 points and 19 points. 55-39, BC by 16. They have outscored Park 9-2 here in the third quarter. And coach wants a timeout. Yeah, you can just see the disappointment and unhappiness and frustration written over here on the face of Coach Cooper. I thought he was going to take a timeout, but apparently we're not going to stop play, but Park is going to be putting it back in. Inside 6 minutes to go in the third. Back into the lane. Cutting across. The reverse layup is up and in. Counting the bucket. It's going to be a plus one. A foul assessed to Nicole Stewart. It will be her second. Coming to the free throw line. Here come the Pirates with 5:51 to play. And again, if they're going to make some kind of a comeback effort in this game, it's going to have to start very soon. And maybe needs to start right here with Spillman. She hits the shot, puts up the free throw, hits it, a three-point conventional play. It is 55-42, and now we're going to get that Park timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break, 5:51 to go in the third. Benedictine, 55, Lady Pirates, 42.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
You might be under the impression that the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason basketball tournament is going to be seeded and set by the number of wins and losses you have as a team in this conference. And if you believe that, well, you used to be right, but you're not anymore. Because that is not how it is set. It is now being set by what we will call the PRS. Don't you love a good acronym? It is the point rating system that's going to ultimately determine the 18s that qualify for the postseason tournament and the seeds in which they're going to be placed. Benedictine on top right now. They are the number one team in the conference at 4.53. Mid-America's at 4.25. Grandview's right with them at 4.24. There's your top three teams. Park, by the way, is out of the running They're in 11th place at 2.25. Ravens bring the ball inbounds, put it over to the right side. A beautiful assist across the lane, and the bucket is going to be up and good. Kyle Fitzgerald will have a dozen points. It is 57-42, and for the second time, Benedictin stretches its lane. Fitzgerald goes to the right side, Brigham into Fitzgerald, gives it back, and the Ravens miss the jumper. I think Bergman was just getting a little cute there. He was going to kick it back across the lane. Should have taken the shot. 5:23 to go in the third quarter. Bauman and Dieters will come off the floor. So it's going to be Hattie Gross and Nicole out there. You've got kind of a Gerald, Ronnie Bergman, and Diana Moser. There's your BC5. The ball comes into the forecourt. Ravens are going to trap it to the far side, and it's going to bounce away from and out of the hands of Park. And Charlize Davis will turn it over. BC will have it in play just in the backcourt. Fitzgerald puts it in, and Brueggemann is going to bring it up. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with a 15-point lead, looking to add to it a little bit. Fitzgerald to the right side. Brueggemann, uncontested three. You know what's going to happen, right? He buries it. 22 points for Brueggemann, and it is 60-42. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Park is now playing tentative basketball, and that is not necessarily the way you want to go about that. You need to be having a little ebb and flow and things moving along well, and right now that's not what's happening for them. He'll drive it to the right side of the lane. The shot is going to go up. It's going to be a little too soft. Rebounding it down, Benedictin. Ravens will run into the forecourt. Quickly down the right side with it. It's going to be handy. One-handed running shot is up. No good. Rebound is going to be fought over between a couple of Park players who will ultimately clear it away. And into the forecourt is going to come Jordan Bianco. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Bianco heels in the center circle. Working against Andy Gross. Dumps it over to the left side. Gets it there to Davis. Davis goes to the block, backing away, putting a shot up. It's off the window, but no good. Rebounding, it's going to be Fitzgerald. It's going to be taken away from her. Followed up and missed. Rebound fought for. Nicole's on the floor. She's got it. And defender grabs her in the basketball, and we're going to get a jump ball called. Possession Ravens. Park will bring Marina Perdiguero back into the game. So Marina will check back in for Park. Benedictine is going to take Moser out of the game, and Kelly will come back in. So Fitzgerald and Moser, Kelly Stork, Hattie, and Brueggemann. Here's a feed. Brueggemann drives, misses the layup, and here's a rebound pulled down by Park. They'll take it into the lane. Oh, that's a pretty spin, but the shot came up about 2 feet short. And Ravens got an outlet. Here comes Kyla. She'll go in and miss it. And Ravens missing a lot of little easy shots now. I could think immediately of 6 points they missed, probably more. I'm thinking of those three shots, 6 points. And the focus is maybe not as acutely sharp as it was a quarter ago. Benedictine is going to take Fitzgerald out of the game, and Park is going to take Bianco off the floor. Nadia Cooper comes in for Park. And for Benedictine, we're going to get Michaela back in. Pirates with the basketball, trailing by 18. They have it left side of the lane. Comes on top to Cooper. Nice looking shot, but short. And the very long rebound is going to be lost out of bounds in the corner. It will come back to Benedictine. With just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and the Lady Ravens leading it by 18 points. Here they come. BC up with it, and here is Brueggemann. Again, she's got 22. The feed comes into the lane to Kelly. She'll push it out to Brueggemann, who starts to drive in, then backs it away, gives it back to Kelly. Stork will go in, cross over, lay it off the glass, and get it. Kelly Stork, 7 points. 62-42, 2.5 left in the third quarter, and a Benedictine foul is going to be whistled on Hattie Gross. Now Brueggemann out of the game for Owen Dieters. Dieters, course, on the inbound, it's going to be saved to Cooper, who hits Dieters in the nose. Dieters is on the floor. The shot goes up, and Owen is still on the floor in front of the park bench. And she took a hard elbow. I don't know if it split her lip or hit her in the nose, but she is coming out of the game. And they're going to take her down to the end to take a little bit of a look at her. The gym got really quiet, too. Bergman will come back in. And now the officials are going to have a little talk here on the near side. And Joseph, they're going to sort this out. Let's do it. Let's take a break. What do you say? 2:28 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine running away with this one. It's Lady Ravens 62, Park 42.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Bumper, but the third, perhaps the fourth time tonight, our officiating crew is over here looking at the video replay. And so we're going to see what that is all about. 2:28 to go in the third quarter. Here in Atchison, Kansas. The guys' game's still coming up, so don't get far away. An anticipated 7:30 tip-off for the men's game, BC and Park. And now, again, after having reviewed the video, the officials are coming over here and having a little powwow among themselves. And they're going to bring the two coaches out, and I'm sure what they're going to say is, nothing. There's nothing there. All right. With that nothing there being the official call, we're going to have Park coming to the free throw line. We had a foul by Hattie Gross. It'll be her first. Nadia Cooper's at the free throw line. Her shot is perfect. And with that, 14 points now for Cooper. Continuing to have a very nice game. Hitting over half of her shot. Second free throw's good. Cooper makes it 62-44. And here comes the Benedictine offense. Gross, Bergman, Moser, Bauman, and Kelly Stewart are the Lady Raven Five. 2 minutes and 15 to go in the third quarter. Clock rolling along. BC with it in front of the Raven bench. Gross will come out on top. Moser loses it, saves it, and they're going to call it over and back. And the Benedictine focus is not there right now. That 20-point lead probably will take a little bit of that razor's edge off. And Park will inbound from just in the forecourt in front of the scorer's table. Now, Coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr. is asking the official. He says, what's going on here? He's not satisfied with the ball coming back in, but he's going to get it, and Park will bring it in, and we're back at it. Driving down the right side is Marina, and we're going to have a foul call on Michaela Bauman. So for Michaela, it'll be her first foul of the game. She'll check out, and we'll have both Kelly and Nicole Stork in the game now. And coming to the free throw line, as the free throw is up in and out, no good, is going to be Marina Perdiguero. Her first free throw of the game is up and no good. Her second free throw of the game is up and no good. And she's a 71% free throw shooter, missing both of them. And now a big collision. Kind of the baseline. Nicole Stewart goes down hard and getting a little borderline chippy out here right now. And that's got Coach Cooper way out of the floor. Having a word with the official. I'm not sure what his dissatisfaction might be. And we go inside 2 minutes to play in the third. 62-44, Benedictine in front is Bergman with a look-away pass to the right side. Gets it over to Mosier. Skip pass out on top of Riley. Cross court to Hattie. She'll square up for three. Off the rim. And back down and through! All right. Coach Cooper says it rolled up over the backboard and it came back down. He may or may not be correct, but a bucket counts, and she gets a three, and Raven's coming up with a steal, and now it's going to be picked back up by Park. And it's a little wild out here now. It's like, you know, that fourth grade recess basketball. The shot goes up, it's no good. Rebound, Benedictine. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball up now by 21. And BC's going to turn it over. Park will have it back with a minute 6 to go in the third. All right, good to see Owen Dieters back out on the floor. I don't see any, like, big bandages or, like, a bandage on her ear or anything, or nose or lip. And here's the Park offense. Over to the left side of the free throw line. It comes back off on top to Cooper. They'll take it deep into the right corner. Shot clock, plenty of time at 15. They'll feed into the lane. Turning, Marina, off the window and good. That is what they have to have out of Paraduero, getting her 8th point of the game. But they have not been able to get that from her a lot today. Braves have defended very well. Here's from the outside. Owen will pass up the shot, gets it to Kelly, who will lose a handle on the ball, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Cooper will drive, bounce it off her toe, and it's going to go out of bounds. You know the Morton Salt slogan, when it rains, it pours? Well, that's kind of what's happening right here to Park. I mean, they get a chance at the basketball, and they're bringing it down the floor. Going to get a quick, easy couple of points, and then she dribbles it off her toe, and it shoots forward and goes out of bounds at the baseline, and right now, nothing is working for the Lady Pirates. Shot clock's off. We're approaching the end of the third quarter with 19 seconds left. Dieters is going to hold it up on top, and the Ravens are going to go for a final shot of the quarter, leading it right now by only 19. The pass into the right corner brings it back to the wing. Now to the baseline, and it's going to be off Brueggemann's fingertips. Park will have it back with 4 seconds left in the quarter. They will need to go the length of the court. Ravens are going to be forcing them to put the ball on the floor, and here it comes. 3 seconds into the forecourt with two. Driving the long shot at the buzzer. Not fair. And we have come to the end of three. Fourth quarter coming up in the ladies' game. Time out of the floor here in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine 65, Park 46.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Park 21-11 in that third quarter as they continue to expand the lead, and they continue to be led by Riley Brueggemann with 22 points. You got Nicole out there with 13 and a dozen for Kyla Fitzgerald. Stepping into the ball game now for Kelly Stork. Hattie Gross has 5, and Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman with 3 apiece. For Park, a look at the scoring. 15 for Nadia Cooper. She has been the real bright spot for this team. You got Jordan Bianco and Marina Perdiguero with 8. 7 of the game for Tobias Spellman and Blackburn and Davis, each with 2. Looking at the shooting numbers right now, Benedictine has continued to improve, and Park has still got a better number and is still shooting over half of their bucket. 20-39 is the Park. Shooting from the floor, 51%+. Benedictine is 24-49. That is a cool 49%. And again, the kind of numbers that you'll take pretty much any time from the outside. Park is 3-9 at the third But for Benedictine, and here's where it's happened, the Ravens shooting well from the perimeter, 10 of 18, 56% from three. 7 of 8 at the free throw line are the Lady Ravens. Total rebounds, it's a 23-19 advantage for Benedictine. And they forced Park into 19 turnovers, turning it over 14 times themselves for three quarters. A possession arrow points to the Pirates, and we're underway in the fourth quarter. Park with the basketball, long cross-court pass. Marina has it at the free throw line. She goes into the lane. Little bunny hop shot is up off the mark. And on the rebound, Woodard puts it back up, missed it, gets your own rebound, and brings it over to the left side. Shot clock gets reset to 20. We're now down to 12. Over to the right side is going to be Davis. Charlize kicks it off on top. Gets it there to Rihanna Blackburn. And here's a shot. It's going to be up, and it's going to be good for two at 9:20 to go in the ball game. Park trims that Lady Raven lead, 65-48. Ravens into the forecourt for Benedictine, by the way. As the pass comes out on top, and Hattie goes three and hits three. How about that? Hattie Gross with eight. You've got Hattie out there with Riley Brogman and Owen Dieters, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork. Inside 9 minutes left in the ballgame. Benedictine looking for their 22nd win of the season. Here's a jump shot. It's going to be up and good from the left elbow. And a two-point shot for the Pirates. Yes, Charisse David knocks that one down. 8.5 to go. Baseline jump for Brueggemann. Too strong. Rebound, Hattie. She'll back away. Out on top to Owen. Sidestep the defender. Goes from 15. It's going to be blocked. Dieters gets her own rebound. Puts it up in traffic. Can't hit it. And rebound juggled around. It's going to be cleared away by the Pirates. Ravens are going to continue to defend the basketball all the way into the forecourt. Over to the right side, it's going to be Woodard. Now the drive to the lane, no room there, comes back out on top. 8-10 to play in the game. Benedictine with an 18-point lead. Cooper with it on the left side as the shot clock goes to single digits. Davis has it on the right, goes to Marina, it's knocked away. Hattie tries to cover it up, the ball's on the floor. Hattie grabs it, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break, 7:50 to go in the game. It's Benedictine 68, Park 50.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Great to be enjoying a Wednesday evening with you here in mid-February on CARE Radio. 7:53 to go in the ladies' game with the men's game still coming up. And the BC women, with a 68-50 lead, knocking on the door their 22nd win of the season, and an opportunity to go to 18-1 in the conference. Numbers haven't changed a lot. Benedictine hitting 47.2% now. And the Ravens are going to have the ball on offense, and here we go. Deep into the left corner to Hattie Gross. Right in front of the Raven bench, comes out on top to Brueggemann, over to Dieters. Owen will feed to the free throw line, back out on top, Brueggemann. Here's Gross, baseline three, going to be short. Rebound saved by BC, and it's on the floor. Brueggemann is going to rescue it, and the official is going to stop play. I thought the ball had hit the rim, and the shot clock was appropriately, if that's the case, reset to 20, but she may not have felt that shot clock ought to have been reset. And now we're going to go back and going to review the video again. I admire somebody doing a great job, you know, really working hard to get everything exactly right, but I'm not sure a few seconds on the shot clock in a 20-point game in the fourth quarter is a real big deal, but, you know, again, I suppose getting it right, that's the plan. Raven Guys are looking to get it right. Is there going to be up here on Care Radio in the next game? 7:30 for the start of that one. Benedict and Men and Park here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So they will say the shot clock is at 13. Seems reasonable enough to me. Ravens are going to bring it in. Here comes Nicole out on top. Pass batted away. It's going to be Benedict and ball with 8 on the shot clock. And it'll be Hattie inbounding it in front of the Raven bench. Comes in on top. Back over to the right to Dieter. 7 seconds. Brueggemann steps inside, puts up a floater, and gets it to roll in. Riley Brueggemann with 24 points now. 70-50 with 7 minutes left. Uncontested three. Short. Follow shot. Off. Rebound. Dieters. Here comes Benedictine. Couple of missed shots by the Pirates, and the Ravens are going to go into the forecourt. Dieters to Brueggemann, back to Owen. Feeds to Kelly at the free throw line. Here's Dieter. She'll go 3. No. Rebound. Nicole to Brueggemann for 3. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Riley Brueggemann. Let's make it, what, 27 now for her? 73-50. Lady Ravens' largest lead of the game now, up 23. 6:20 to play. The pass will go down to the deep corner to Woodard, and the shot from underneath is going to miss, but the follow shot is going to be up and good by Marina. She'll hit the bucket. She will be fouled by Nicole and has a chance at a three-point play. For Nicole Stork, it'll be her third foul. Ravens are going to bring Michaela Bauman back in, also going to get Kyla Fitzgerald back on the floor. Marina, now with 10 points. She's a pretty good free throw shooter, but she's 0 for 2 tonight. And this one, 0 for 3. Rebound is lost, and the Ravens are going to pick it up. Michaela Bauman took the ball. The Park player lost it. She's looking around, couldn't find where it went. And BC will come into the forecourt. Dieters has it between the circles with the 6-minute mark. Turnaround shot, baseline left. It's going to be no good. Nicole Stork couldn't get it to fall, and Park will quickly race into the forecourt. Down the right side is going to be Charlize Davids. Her shot misses. Here come the Ravens. 5:40 to go. Brueggemann all the way to the baseline. One-hand push pass is going to be slapped loose. It's on the floor. Picked up. Here come the Pirates. They've got numbers. Dump it over to the left side. Attack the bucket. Miss the shot. Rebound. Fitzgerald. Now the Ravens are going to run. They'll outlet it. Nicole on the court, goes up, got shoved, got fouled, coming to the line, and I think that's 5, right? That 5 on Marina. There she goes. So that will end her night with 10 points as she fouls out at 5:28 to play. And we're going to get a timeout before Benedictine free throws are shot. Taking a break, 5:28 to play. You're enjoying Benedictine basketball here on KAIRFM. Horton Atchison, it's the Lady Ravens, 73, Park 52.
Washing machine or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
To the Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball as Nicole Stork steps up, tosses it up and in. She makes that free throw look so effortless, collecting her 14th point of the game. This one is airborne, and it will not drop. And rebound, Pirates, 74-52. And the Ravens are going to steal the upcourt pass. Here's Dieters with it. She'll drive into the lane, kick it over to the right, back on top. BC, you would think, would be in no great hurry, but here's Dieters putting up a 3 that won't fall. Rebound tipped around, and going to be cleared down by Blackburn. Pirates back up the court with it. 5 minutes to play. Bianco on the right side. Goes to the block. The shot, nope. Offensive rebound. Too far beneath the rim to get a shot away. And the ball's going to be tipped around. It's on the floor. Park will pick it up. They'll go three. Oh, pretty shot from deep in the left elbow. Give the bucket to Rhiannon Blackburn for three. 74-55. On the left side, it's going to be Dieters. Skips it in the corner. Rugerman for three. Nope. Rebound, Park. Bianco comes up with a basketball, and she will come into the forecourt. 4:20 left in the game. And again, the guys' game coming up next. We expect that to start at about 7:30. It looks like it's going to be pretty much on time. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's going to miss. Offensive rebound secured by the Pirates. Backing into the lane is going to be Cooper. She drops a shoulder, takes an extra step, no whistle. And then off the missed shot, Nicole Stork gets a hold of the basketball. They're going to get tied up in a jump ball called. Benedictine will go to the bench and into the lineup for the Lady Ravens. We're going to get Maggie Torber out of Blue Rapids, right? And here comes BC. 3:50 to go in the game. Torber on the left side. Bergman is out, by the way, and Maggie's cross-court pass had just a little bit too much ups on it. And so back up court with the basketball. Here comes Park. 3:40 to go. For the Pirates, they battled hard early in the game, and well, I'm not saying they haven't been battling hard all the way through. They just found themselves getting further and further behind. And yeah, BC is going to take Nicole out of the game and into the lineup. It's going to come Grace Dixon. So Maggie Torber, the 5'8 sophomore from Blue Rapids, Kansas, and 6'1 senior from Manhattan, Grace Dixon, both in the game for Coach Folsom. Here's a shot from underneath, and as it goes up, they're going to call Grace for a foul. So Grace Dixon, who, while Kelly Stork was recovering from the injury she suffered a week ago up at Graceland, Grace has been getting more and more playing time, and I tell you what, she's just getting, even as a senior, getting better and better. It's good to see that. Free throw here is up and in. One more shot coming up. Spellman looks at it and gets them both. So Nevaeh is 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, 9 points on the evening. 74-57, Benedictine, 3:20 to play. Here's Maggie holding the ball high above her head. Neat little help. Swings it over to Owen. Goes back door. Kyla has her shot blocked, but not without a lot of contact with the body and her getting knocked to the floor. And a foul being called on Spellman. Spellman, a 5 foot junior out of 5 foot 10 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri. Free throw. Yep. So for Kyla, 14 points. And 15 points. She comes into the game averaging just under 6. Kind of hard to believe, as well as she's been playing here in the second semester. Feels like she should be. She's like virtually a starter, getting tons of time, a double-digit scoring a lot. So this senior season for her has been a good one. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Benedictine up 19 points. Park with the ball. They'll reverse it over to the left side. Gets it there to Blackburn. Her shot is up and missing. And Torber rebounds it down. Gets double-teamed to the backcourt and skips it away to Owen. Dieters into the forecourt. She'll kick it over to the left side. Back out on top, Dieters. Three-point shot, Fitzgerald, no. And a rebound knocked away. Nice job by Michaela. Running shot off the backboard, no. Rebound, here comes Park. I got a trivia for you. Did you know Michaela Bauman's father was recruited to Benedictine and played football for Larry Wilcox? There you go. Little tidbit, you know. If you lived in Blair, Nebraska, you'd know that. But being as you don't, you wouldn't. Here comes a free throw coming up for the Pirates with 2:29 to go. Shot is up and good. So for Nadia Cooper, it'll be her first point of the fourth quarter, 16 in the game to lead her team in scoring. Second free throw. Got them both. I want to tell you what, Nadia Cooper, good player. 17 points, 4-4 at the line. She's got a good line, and she brings a lot of emotion, okay, to the game. Benedictine into the forecourt. 2:15 left. Dieters has it on top. Goes back over to the right side to Kyla. Kicks it left. Here's Maggie. It's three. Got it. Porter. How about that? Love to see some of the young players getting some playing time and then taking advantage of it, knocking down that three-point shot. Inside 2 minutes to go. 79-59. And here's a runner. It's going to be up and good. Two more for Nadia Cooper. Boy, she's at 19 all of a sudden. 79-61. Ravens back out on top. And for Benedictine, I mean, I don't think coach comes into any game expecting to score 80 points. That's a pretty big kind of a number. And yet, their offense has been coming together, and here we are with 79 and a minute and a half to go. So they're in that 80-point conversation. And if you're scoring 80 points, I think you're going to win a really lot of games. I mean, that's just the sheer numbers. 16-foot running jump shot is going to be up and good for Park. And Rihanna Blackburn gets a couple of points. We're going to get a timeout, but hang on. Let's see. Are they really going to talk about things, or are they just going to rotate players? No. It's a genuine timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the game. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 79, Park 63.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine is going to put the ball in play from the backcourt. Patty Gross, Maggie Torber, Kyla Fitzgerald, Diana Moser, and Grace Dixon are the Benedictine five. We are at a minute left. BC will skip it down to Maggie. She'll split a couple of defenders, drives it out on top. The ball's going to be dislodged. It's on the floor, picked up. Here comes Park all the way down the floor with it. It's going to be Bianco. She's back out there. Cooper has it on top. They'll dish it over to the left side. 17 on the shot clock. A half a minute to play in the game. Three-pointer. Nope. Rebound. Torber. And Benedictine with the shot clock off will not, I suspect, be taking a final shot. We'll make sure that Park isn't going to make a silly foul. They're not going to, and that's going to do it. Your final score this evening in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 79, Park 63, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
So the guys seem to be out of the court here in the Nolan Gymnasium, getting set for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader this evening as the Lady Ravens complete an impressive 79-63 win over Park. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for the Pirates, led by Nadia Cooper. Great game. 19 points for Cooper tonight. Double figures also for Marina Perdiguero. She fouled out of the game with about 5.5 minutes left and ends the night with 10. 9 tonight for Nevaeh Spillman and Jordan Belunk with 8. 7 tonight for Rihanna Blackburn. And it was 4 apiece for Charlize Davis and Alexis Woodard. For the Lady Ravens, wow. Your conference offensive player of the week, still picking right up at the same spot. 27 tonight for Riley Brueggemann, and she barely played in the fourth quarter at all. 14 apiece for both Nicole Storks and Kyla Fitzgerald. It was an 8-point game for Hattie Gross. 7 this evening for Kelly Stork. 3 each for Owen Dieters and Michaela Bauman and Maggie Torber. So Benedictine moves now to 22-5 on the year. They are 18-1 in the conference with one game left Saturday. And, of course, we're going to be with them here on Care Radio. It is a 5:30 tip-off from Bell Family Arena in Olathe. Benedictine will be at Mid-America Saturday. Looking forward to bringing that one to you live here on Care Radio. So Lady Ravens win it. And the Benedictine guys coming up, and we'll have their game here shortly. And it will be, gosh, I'm just doing the math here, right about 7:30, maybe 7:31 or 2. So we're pretty much on time here tonight. We'll be back. Lady Ravens win it. And in the meantime, for the guys' game, back we go to Joseph at the Carrier Sports Studio. You're going to be in good hands right there. Here we go. Back with you here at the Nolan Gymnasium, joined by Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. Coach, that was a good game for the girls right there tonight for a lot of reasons, but always we'll start with a nice win. Wins are good.
Definitely, you know. And I thought, Park came ready to play today. You know, it was tight throughout the first half, and that was good for us to, you know, pick it up and get after it with defense and be able to make a run right before the half and then continue that when we came out of the locker room.
Riley Brueggemann, conference offensive player of the week last week, so she just turns around and throws it 27-9.
I know, right? She was hitting everything, playing great, you know, wide open. I mean, she's making plays and hitting threes and driving the lane and just in the zone tonight, hitting big shots, which is what we expect, and we're happy to see that out of her this time of the season.
I was happy to see Kelly back out there, too, and looks like she's doing good.
Yes, you know, she had a week off there with an injury, and now that she's back, it is nice to have our size back our ability, which we had today, to kind of go at them with our inside players, and we put them in a lot of foul trouble down low there at the end of the half and right before third quarter, and I think our size definitely helped us tonight.
Now, with the postseason looming, you got one regular season game. You're going to be in the postseason conference tournament, you know, and a game like tonight, I'd like it because I think it's a tough-enough game because this Park team kind of plays a little different than a lot of teams in the conference. They're bodying up. They're pushing around. They're getting right on top of you.
They are. You know, they do get up pressure. You know, they lead the league in forced turnovers. You know, and last game we had 23. I think we did better tonight. We only had 18. But they definitely try to get up and pressure you and take you out of your rhythm. And like you said, they're physical inside. So that was good for us tonight.
Okay, so got Park taken care of. You check that box. And now... And you know, everybody else but you and your girls have been thinking for the last month about this last game of the year. So now you can really look at this next game.
Yep.
And it's going to be you and at Mid-America for the championship, the outright championship of the conference. That's a big deal, man.
It is. You know, whoever scheduled these games, they knew it was going to happen, I guess, before the season started. But here we are. You know, and like you said, we hadn't focused on it at all. We kept focusing one game at a time, but now it's in front of us. So we're excited about the opportunity on Saturday and looking forward to it.
And this is a place, don't get me wrong, it is a hard place to play, but you guys have had your share of success there. And I'm thinking about the last time you were in that building. Pretty good outing.
Yeah, it was, right? You know, that was the conference tournament championship last year, you know, and our team came in there, and Mid-America hadn't lost a game all season, so in the conference. So it was a big-time win there. And, yeah, so half of our team was part of that there, and they know what it feels like. So, yeah, we're excited again for the opportunity and looking forward to it.
And I was going to mention, you do have some players back. You graduated a bunch of seniors, no question about it, good ones. But you have a bunch of players who were participating in that game and involved in that game. And so they're going to have to be mentoring. Because you got a lot of youngsters too, they're going to be mentoring them and kind of saying, "Hey, here's what you got to be ready for."
Yep, totally. You know, and the atmosphere. I think it'll be a big crowd. Both teams will probably bring a large crowd, so should be a great atmosphere. We definitely got to work on our hand signals because I don't know how much we're going to be able to hear each other out there, and make sure we're all on the same page as we work on both offense and defense.
Coach, you played basketball and you had great coaches. You know, at high school and college, but there's something about a coach telling you something, and then maybe an upperclassman teammate of yours telling you something. I mean, you know, there's just kind of that vibe of that brotherly aspect of him taking you under a wing. And so that's what I like about these girls, how they work together.
Totally. You know, and, you know, there's no division freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. You know, they're all just one big family, and they, you know, care for each other. You know, they communicate on and off the court. I think we've got great chemistry going on, and it's fun to see, and that's how they play. They play well together. They, you know, unselfish, all play together, all play hard, and yeah, like I said, we've got a great group of young ladies in place here this year.
And again, I love seeing also some of the young ones getting more and more playing time. Hattie's been getting some. Lily, under the weather tonight, so she was not here to play, but she has been getting a ton of time, and the last handful of games are getting Maggie out there, and I like it.
Yep, it's been great, you know, having the opportunity to get everybody in the game, and definitely, you know, and that all that experience just continues to pay off, but these ladies work their tails off of practice, and they're ready when their number's called. And you know, we've got great players top to bottom.
You touched on it a moment ago, and we're going to say before I let you go one more time: big game at Mid-America, but you got to watch your time. It's 5:30, the last game of the conference season. There's nobody else going to be playing. You're going to be the only ones, you know, that's going to have the lights shining on you, and all those Kansas City area fans, and from everywhere else for that matter. But they're going to be pouring in here. You'd love to see that turnout, right?
Totally, yep. We've got a lot of alums in the Kansas City area. Hopefully they can all come out and watch the game. It should be a great game. And, yeah, I think we're bringing some students down there as well that evening. And, you know, of course, all our families. And I think Owen's family's bringing all of Centralia. And I think Addie's family's bringing all of Frankfurt. So we're getting all of Northeast Kansas down there, too. So it should be great.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Congratulations on this win tonight. We'll see you down in Bell Family Arena Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Champ Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. Joseph, we're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with the guys' game.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.